fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us attain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm here again today with good friend John Kazanjian. Welcome back, John.
Thanks, Pete.
We've been talking this week about Unbound. Now, if you've been a longtime listener to the program, you know that periodically I've either had John come in or Lloyd and Nancy Greenhaw, who are also country coordinators for Renewal Ministries, to talk about this subject, Unbound Ministry, because it's so important. It's such a wonderful tool. And what we've been talking about, if today's the first time you're tuning in, is a prayer model that helps people really come into deeper freedom as sons and daughters of God. It's got five keys to it, and we've only gone through basically two keys so far this week, which is repentance and faith, and then forgiveness. Those are the two. And then today we're going to talk about what, John? What's the next one?
Well, we're going to talk about the third, fourth, and fifth keys, I hope.
Okay.
Yeah. Renunciation is the third key. Renunciation is at the point where what we do is when we sit down with somebody to talk to them or listen to them, or when you're trying to make an inventory of your own life in a sense, you're thinking about the names of those things that have been really burdens for you, really ways in which they're either sin patterns, they could be just the way you react to things that you know are negative. We're looking for the negative influences in our life.
For example, if I often get angry, explode in anger in kind of in situations, and it's a problem. I have a hard time holding on to that. That's the kind of example
exactly.
You mean, or watching pornography.
Exactly. So people typically know who their enemies are. What they don't tend to think of is the forgiveness part, which we talked about yesterday. They don't tend to think about unforgiveness and the people that they haven't forgiven. But the one thing that people usually are very aware of is that exactly what you said, like, I've got a problem with pornography. What we've found out is there are things that are related to that, and we call them related spirits. For instance, like, I knew that I had a problem with not being able to forgive people that hurt me. And I knew that I had a problem with anger. But what I didn't know is that typically somebody who's got a problem with anger can also have a problem with bitterness and resentment. Those aren't things that I really related to. We also have learned just by praying with people is that there are fears behind them. Why are you bitter, angry, resentful? Fear of being hurt again. Fear of being in a situation where I'm not in control. Fear of having to be called to a place, to go to a place where I know that I'm going to get angry. Fear of the future. Things like this. So what we do is we try and help people identify through those types of associations the other types of things that might be bothering them by suggesting, do you have a problem with these types of things? And then what you can do is pray through those things. We don't try and counsel you. We don't try and help you figure out how to get control over them. We're just like I said on Monday, going back to saying, these are spiritual influences in my life. So what am I going to do to free myself of the burden of
this? And here, it's a good distinction that you're making here, John, that the Unbound method is not a method of counseling.
Right.
There's professional counselors and people who can do that, and pastors and folks like that. This is a tool, a prayer tool, that you basically give to people to help them, to take with them. It's like, think about it, like a tool, like a screwdriver, a hammer or something. This is a tool you teach people so they can take it and use it in their life to gain greater and greater freedom, take greater authority over their life in a way spiritually, help them recognize the spiritual dimension of the conflicts that they're in. We're not saying everything has a spiritual root. It's the cause that we're complicated beings. But we do have some things in our lives that the root is fundamentally spiritual. And so we need the equipment to be able to handle things spiritually.
Exactly.
That's essentially what this is. And you're just helping people do that.
Right. And so let's just say, what does it sound like? So when somebody comes to me and says the things that I've just talked about, you say, okay, so what we're going to do is now in the name of Jesus, we're going to take authority over them. And it sounds like this. In the name of Jesus, I renounce bitterness. In the name of Jesus, I renounce fear. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that if I'm sent into a situation, I'm going to get angry and upset, and I'm going to lose my cool. Very simple. Very simple. The guy that wrote the book Unbound, Neil Lozano, says, Unbound is simple, and it's repeatable. It doesn't take somebody with a lot of tremendous gifts or a lot of teaching. It's a very simple model. and it's Catholic.
It's a little bit like St. Peter. I'm thinking of chapter 5 of 1 Peter. Peter says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's kind of a very simple, practical thing.
Right.
And renunciation is a kind of resistance.
That's right.
Enough. No, I renounce it.
That's
I'm
right.
not gonna play with that anymore. I'm not gonna listen to those lies anymore.
Right.
I take authority over it in Jesus' name, and I renounce you, and I commit you
right.
to be gone.
So for me, it's like when I get to the airport in Amsterdam, and I'm gonna get now on a plane to go to Turkey, and I really don't want to go. I sit there at the terminal, and I say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear that if I go back to Turkey, I'll get hurt. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that God's going to abandon me there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just those simple kinds of things. When you experience those things manifesting themselves in your thoughts, in your thought patterns, in your imagination, you can identify and say, no, that's the enemy.
Yeah.
God's going to take
discernment.
Care of
there's
me.
A,
that's right.
There's a spiritual discernment that goes
exactly.
on. We all have different vulnerabilities. The enemy has different strategies for each one of us,
mm-hmm.
but the Lord has given a spiritual radar to make a discernment. Where's this coming from? And if it's not coming from the Lord, and if it's leading to discouragement or fear, anxiety, I know that it's not from the Lord. Bam, I'm going to take authority over
right.
it and move it. So renunciation is number three.
Right.
So
then what you do is the fourth key is very simple. It's we say authority because we know that Jesus is the Lord, and he's the Lord over everything. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every one of these things has to bow to Jesus, whether they like to or not. So we say a very simple prayer in the fourth key. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit that I've renounced, and I command them to leave me right now. It's very simple. It's very repeatable.
Yeah.
It's very memorizable. You
yeah.
know, it's not that complicated. It's just a way of recognizing that it's not my authority. Yes, I am the one that let these things into my life. I'm the one that's letting my imagination get the better of me. I'm the one that decided to give into bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. But the Lord is Lord of all. And I'm going to ask him to take authority over these things. In his name, we're going to command them to leave, and they must leave.
No, that's very good. And I think we also, just for clarification, what we're talking about here is the individual, let's say if John's praying with me, John will encourage me to pray that prayer. So I'm taking authority over my own life. The grace of the baptism, the baptismal graces I have, the power of being a son or daughter of God. So the person who, like John, wouldn't be saying those prayers.
Actually, the fourth one, with your permission, I would say that prayer. Mm-hmm. But what I would tell you is that you're the one that has the authority. I like to say you're the one that opens the door to all these things in your life. Nobody else did, and you're the one that can close the door. So I'm going to teach you how to do it, and I'm going to do it for you this first time. And so I will stand, you know, ask your permission, put a hand on you, and I would say that prayer. And then because the first time we do it, I want you to be really present and aware of what the Lord's talking to you about. And that's what I'll say to the person. I say, I'm going to pray this prayer over you, and I want you to listen to what the Lord is saying to you. Be aware of what you're feeling, what you're hearing, because it's a good time to listen to the Lord. He'll speak to people very often, or they'll experience something. They'll experience a release, a lightness, or they'll experience the Lord, you know, or they'll hear a sound like in their ear. When I got prayed over, I actually heard, this will never change. And it was really strange because nothing happened. And Neil, who was praying over me, said, what are you hearing right now? And I said, this will never change. And he said, look at this. And he had written on his paper, hopelessness. And he said, there's nothing about you, John Kazanjian, that says hopelessness to me. But there's a way in which the enemy seems to be speaking to you about hopelessness. So let's do this. We're going to go back. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I renounce hopelessness. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that this will never change, that I'll never be able to get control of this over my life. And then he prayed that prayer again, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit that John has named, and I command it to leave right now. And I just felt this lightness. It was weird, Peter. And the funny thing was, I had prayed over hundreds
like
and
hundreds
of people.
You mean?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had prayed over hundreds of people, and many of them had said this to me, but I'd never experienced it myself. And I just experienced this lightness, this freedom. And I thought, wow, it's awesome.
Yeah.
God's
sometimes
alive.
It,
he's there.
You know, sometimes, you know, the presence of the enemy this strategy can be oppressive, you know, and so we carry these burdens and they're oppressive.
And we don't even know it.
Yeah, and we give them to the Lord, and the Lord acts. He just lifts
exactly.
them. Exactly.
Yeah. And he gives us that encounter. Why? Because he wants us to know he's there. He wants us to know he's present. He wants us to know he's for us and he loves us. And he's coming to us in that moment to just say, I'm here, John. I'm here for you. You got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. So renunciation is the fourth key.
That's right.
Renunciation is third.
That's right. Taking authority is the fourth. And then the fifth key is asking the Father to bless us. And it's really when we have an opportunity to listen to the Father's voice for us, speaking into those wounded areas. And the person who's doing the prayer ministry with you will be listening. If there are intercessors there, they'll be listening to the Lord's voice for you. And they can speak that word to you in a prophetic way, like in the first person, or they can just speak to it in a way of saying, I feel like the Lord is saying this or that. Usually it's the Lord telling us how much he loves us, how much he's for us, that he was present to us when we were being wounded. So many ways in which the Lord, and the Lord will give us actually pictures for the person sometimes, which is very odd for me because I had never experienced that before. But if you kind of open yourself up to it, the Lord uses you to speak a blessing to that person, a word of encouragement, a word of love, a word of recognizing where they're at, and a word of hope.
I'm grateful for this tool of prayer. I'm just grateful for the Lord's plan and of using other brothers and sisters to help free up other brothers and sisters. I mean, you know from your own story, I know from mine, you don't have to pick to be used as an instrument of the Lord.
God help us if we did.
Yeah, right. Because it's the Lord, and right. It's about the Lord, and it's extending his mercy. We're here in this year of mercy, and using the Unbound tool is a very helpful way, an effective way, to extend God's mercy to people, because that's really what we're doing, is trying to help people open up to the mercy of God, the love of God, the power of God that really is theirs by virtue of their baptism and relationship with him, and to help people come into the full dignity, deeper dignity of the sons and daughters of God, not just a theory, not just something that's in the book, but it's a reality that's emerging in me and unfolding in me. And sometimes you have to fight for that land. You've got to fight for that. You've got to fight to step into that truth with the authority, with the weapons, spiritual weapons that God has given to us. You know, so I know, John, let me ask you first, can you be with us the rest of this week?
I can.
A couple more days? Okay, because I want to ask you just a little bit about maybe some stories that you could share with us. Maybe tomorrow we could do that. Friends, if you've enjoyed what we've talked about over the last couple of days, I'd encourage you to call friends to tune in as well. They could get caught up on the program. This week's programs are archived on the computer, or on our website, at renewalministries.net. You can just go there. You can listen to them on your computer, download them, listen to them on your iPod when it's convenient. But again, tomorrow John's going to share with us some of the stories of what he's seen the Lord do through this ministry. And then Friday, I want to just talk to him about how he ever got into this in the first place. You know, a guy who owns a pack and ship store. How did you end up going all over the world doing what you're doing with your lovely wife, Michelle? So, John, we really do appreciate you sharing with us.
Thanks,
so,
Peter.
Thanks
for
being
here. Great to be
here. Friends, I also want to mention to you, in talking about healing, the interview I did a couple of months ago with Dr. Mary Healy, Does Jesus Still Heal, was very popular. So what I decided to do was make a CD out of it. We've kind of edited it down to be able to listen to it. So you can also find that on the website at renewalministries.net. But until tomorrow, this is Peter Herbeck and John Kazanjian saying, let's step into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.